boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another episode of the broadcast, the first one of 2015.
Happy New Year! Woo! It's going to be a good one.
2015 will be the year of these ladies.
The year that we, I don't know, do something amazing with our lives.
Just hang out and be awesome. I don't know what we're doing because, I don't know, we'll talk about resolutions in a sec, but we're just letting it flow.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of going with the
pretty
flow.
Pretty laid back.
And I will tell you how we get to, how you can contact us. I mean, check us out on our Facebook page and all that. But first, I want to know what you guys do over the winter break. Taryn?
Well, I was here most of the time.
Oh.
Working at The Rock. Ryan was on vacation, so I filled in a lot. So I was in Seattle quite a bit. I did go see A Christmas Story on Fifth Avenue.
How was that?
Hilarious. Like, literally my favorite live performance I've seen in a long time. It was so good. And it was a bunch of, you know, a lot of kids on the cast. And they were phenomenal. And the kid that played Ralphie went to King's, or he goes to King's. He's like an eighth grader at King's. And he's got this amazing voice and was just so talented. And it made me feel like a total loser.
Like,
I'm
awesome.
Like, can you imagine that kid going back to school? Like, oh, how was your Christmas break? Oh, good. I was a star of a play on Fifth Avenue. Like,
just
okay, FYI. I didn't do anything. But yeah, so I went to that. I went to, what else did I go to? There's a couple shows and things like that. Last weekend, I mean, this was after the break, but I went to Primus last Saturday.
Nice.
A week ago today was Primus. So got some good performances in and things like that, and did some family things, and my mom always hosting good parties. The wine was flowing for like 2 weeks straight. So we had a lot of fun. What about you? Sarah?
Well, I wasn't here last time you guys recorded because I went to California, but that was before.
Yeah, you went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
That counts as your break.
And we're pissing me off with all your Instagram posts.
I went to Disneyland. Ugh. I got a pickle. They sell pickles at Disneyland. I love pickles. So that kind of made my life.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I just hung with the family. I ate and drank my life away. I went out so much.
Yeah.
Parents were out of town. I had the house to myself. And I was just like, F it. I'm going to do what I want, you know? Like,
yeah.
Come over. Let's drink. And it's one of those things where, like, I went out New Year's. And then, of course, I drank New Year's Day because you got to new year with some mimosas and whatnot.
Too hungover for that.
And
crap.
Then it was Friday. And I went out Friday. And then it was Saturday. And I went out Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know. It's one of those things where you wake up in the morning and, like, there's just alcohol and empty pizza boxes and
Shame.
Cold French fry.
Like, is this my life?
Oh my god.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was kind of my break.
We ended up doing that on New Year's Day, too. I had a girlfriend in town from Portland. I was going to maybe go to Portland for New Year's, but she ended up coming up here. So we ended up drinking, not even mimosas. We, like, skipped the orange juice and we're just, like, taking the bottle straight to the dome. Just drinking champagne all day, watching football.
Right, because the New Year's Day, at least for us, we were like, oh, my God, we didn't even, like, pop bottles last day. We just, like, had whatever we had, but we didn't, like, champagne it up. So we had to on New Year's.
You gotta do it. Just and Vicky, you threw a shindig, I missed. I'm
I was
sorry.
Gonna say, no worries. Well, I had two parties over the break. Hung out mostly with my folks. Just spent. The roommate and I started Insanity.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we did like 3 days worth, and then I left to go to my parents' house for a week for Christmas. Because I'm like, I don't want to drive
back and
forth.
You stayed there for a week?
5 days, a work week.
Dang. Yeah.
And it was mostly like, okay, I could go out and do stuff tonight, but that requires me getting dressed.
And ready and taking sweatpants off.
I don't want to drink. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll just stay here one more night.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm like, I bought a game, and I taught him how to play this board game. It's called Kings of Tokyo. We just would watch movies or just hang out, and it was cool.
Oh yeah,
it was fine. But after so when we started Insanity, did 3 days, we're kicking ass, and we haven't gotten back to it since. We're starting again Monday.
Yeah, Monday. That's all I always say. I'm gonna turn this life around on Monday.
There's always another Monday that comes around.
Yeah,
right?
and then it's Tuesday, and you're like, whoa,
what am I doing?
Maybe on Monday.
No, but we're doing this. I'm doing the whole healthy eating thing. Like,
yeah.
I pre-made my meals, salads, and trying to make as much food as I can at home. Which, coincidentally, it's pretty expensive. It gets expensive after a while, but it's worth it. It's better to spend a good chunk of change right away than it is to like buy a $10 meal for every meal every day.
Definitely. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. Well, not really a resolution, but just something I want to do more of is cooking at home.
Yeah.
And I've done a pretty good job of it. And I think if you sit down and make a plan and get a good grocery list going, it's you can do it. You can do it.
You're also kind of you live out of your car sometimes to have a deal. So it's kind of hard.
Well, and I always care. Well, today I brought nothing with me. But normally I have like a cooler or a little
lunch
pail full of my little snacky snacks and food. I always pack food, but today is different. I went out too hard for that last night.
You're awesome.
Today is a different day.
Today I'm like, I'll be calling Jimmy John's in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Get a pickle, get a cookie.
Yeah. I always like the hot peppers on the sandwich. Anytime that I can kind of sweat it out a little bit when
I'm hungover. It feels awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
feels like you're working out.
All about the fun.
Yeah, exactly. Giving my digestive system a workout.
No, so we had a Christmas party, at least Christmas sweater party, and I felt bad because I was running around all day, and we were running late to the party, so people were showing up, and I hadn't set up everything, so that was a little frustrating. But it turned out fun. The New Year's party was actually a blast.
Oh man!
Oh well, I forgot to mention at the Christmas party, we had one gentleman, one of my friend's friends. Like, we have one bathroom in our main area. And somebody was in there, and he's like, I'm going to go pee off the balcony. And we have a townhouse, so if the balcony is just right over our little patio. And it's mostly grass and a little concrete down there. And I'm like, dude, there's a bathroom upstairs. Just go upstairs. He's like, nope, too late. I'm committed. And he gets up on this chair on our balcony and pees off the side of the balcony.
Oh, my gosh.
So that happened, and
that
I'm just
awesome.
Like, everyone's like, my friend who brought him, she's like, she looked horrified, and I'm looking.
No.
Everyone's like, check your friend. She's like, oh my God. Oh, and me and my roommates are just looking at each other like, eh.
F it.
It's like, that's like, he's going to the bathroom on like grass and stuff. It's going to rain tomorrow. I don't care.
It's not a home till that happens.
Right.
Let's get real.
Yeah,
he's breaking it in for you guys.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. Then, and by the way, at your Christmas party, the Cards Against Humanity game was amazing. I've never
so
played
many
that
people.
Until then.
Oh, yeah, you've never
and
played.
And Brad had never played it either. And he actually, and he'd never met anybody except for you, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, he was, connecting with the inner psyche of all the sick people that were there that have terrible, dirty minds. And I was loving it. And he was collecting cards like crazy.
He's
I was
a filthy bastard. I love it.
And I was like, quit being so good at this.
they sell it online. They have a bunch of expansions. So you can get, they call it the bigger, blacker box.
Because
there's a card called a big, black box. And then a bigger, blacker. So they have this thing that's called a big black box, and it's a giant box where you put all your cards in.
Yes.
So you can order that online.
That
I know
is so awesome.
They don't really sell it in stores. I know one store here in Seattle does, Cafe Mock. Sometimes they'll get a few
nice.
In, and they'll sell them, and once they're done until
the next shipment.
So yes.
That's exciting.
Which is usually months and months apart.
Yeah.
So go ahead and order it.
That was one of the highlights of my whole break was playing Cards Against Humanity with you and your homies.
Well, if you ever want to come over, we have it.
I love it.
Were you there when the guy off the balcony?
No, I think we had left.
Yes.
Oh.
Because we had been to a party before. So we actually had four Christmas parties that night.
Dang.
So we had gone to one and then went to Vicky's, and then by the time we left Vicky's, it was like, well, we're not going to the other ones. We're just going to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Did you go all the way to Bellingham?
No, just to Stanwood. We stayed at my folks' house that night.
Still, that's quite a bit of drive.
About an hour.
Still.
Wasn't too.
Well, your Brad doesn't drink, so.
No, it's lovely having a sober driver all the time, because I can always be the total a-hole.
The drunken mess.
I'm like, sorry, I can't drive. He's like, I know.
The New Year's party, I said everybody dressed fancy. I honestly thought there'd only be five people show up. Just because of how many people were RSVP, and I'm just I don't mind. People want to go out.
Yeah.
We just don't want to. My last couple of New Year's had sucked, so I just want to stay at home. I want to dress all fancy. I got a dress that wasn't black.
Oh,
surprisingly.
My gosh!
Yeah. So we all I was wearing heels for most of the night.
Look
which
at
is
you.
Crazy.
My feet, were killing me.
I don't
after
think I've
a while.
Ever seen her in heels.
Dogs were barking.
Oh yeah. I made a bunch of. We're the pizza people. For parties, we always do pizza.
You can never go wrong with pizza.
But I'm like, let's do something different. I made these sandwiches that were pretty bomb. Super easy for those at home. You take Hawaiian rolls.
Yes.
Cut them in
where
half.
This is going.
Cut them in half. Put them in a pan. Put a layer of ham, and I happen to have, or you can do turkey or chicken slices.
Tofurkey.
Whatever you'd like.
Tofurkey.
But I had happened to have one of those spiral hams given to me. They gave it to my mom, and she gave it
nice.
To me. So I just took off all the spiral honey glazed ham.
Whoa.
Put it on top, provolone on top of that, and put the lid on the the bread.
Yes.
The top, the bun.
Capped it off.
Capped it off. The recipe like says for like some sort of like poppy seed type Dijon mustard. I'm not about the mustard, so I just put it on the side. Mustard, nice. Dijon for those who want it. Pop that in the oven till the cheese melts.
Oh.
Like they were gone super quick.
Yum. I love anything
so
with Hawaiian
fancy.
Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it looked fancy too. I was just like, yeah, look at this.
New year.
We're making food.
New year, new me.
Right? We had quite a bit of people show up. I think there's like 20 or more people at the house.
Wow.
And it's a townhouse. It's kind of small.
It's a very spacious townhouse. Yeah. It's a good one. You guys scored a nice little spot there. I like it.
But when it was New Year's, I'm like, okay, cool, we got 30 minutes, sweet. And then I looked back. Holy crap, we got 10 minutes. But it's one of those, like, I didn't realize how fast time was passing.
Oh, my god!
I look back, I'm like, crap, we have 2 minutes.
Were you guys watching, like, the ball?
Yeah, I had the TV going.
Sweet.
So I had Kevin from Edel Shop and his girlfriend there. And a couple of their friends.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay, Courtney, when I first met her, I was like, I think I kind of am obsessed with you. I hope you don't freak out about that. And she was like, no, not at all.
She's a big sweetheart.
She is so cool.
She's actually in a band, so I'm going to talk to her, see if she'd like to come up on the broadcast.
What are they called? Oh,
I'm totally
the Eskimo. Something.
It's something like that. I'll look it up, but...
Now I can't remember.
I'm going to be talking to her. I'm talking to a few people, see if we can get some bands in.
Yeah, we like chicks and bands.
So did you make New Year's? Did you make the
Yeah, we
the
got... Condom? We one of their friends, because she brought a couple of her bandmates, came in and we start like he was pouring champagne like no other, and I'm running around champagne, everybody, like pretty much a shot of champagne because we only had like two or three bottles.
Oh, it goes fast.
Yeah,
it goes
did
real fast.
Did you kiss someone?
Yes.
Who
was it? I'm not saying.
Hey,
I'll tell you after. Telling? Yeah, no.
Do we know them?
No, you don't know them.
Then why does it matter?
Well, because I don't want to say it on here because people do know them.
That's okay.
They're friends of friends, you know, of friends, and I don't know.
Was it a nice kiss?
It was nice. It was just like, okay, New Year's, thank you for...
Wasn't everyone around when it happened?
Yeah, but I'm not saying it to all their listeners.
Lame.
And they're called Uh-Oh Eskimo. So check them out.
Right.
YouTube.com/mount... Oh, wait, no, that's a cave session. They did a session. So check them out right now. They did a recent thing. YouTube.com/mountainhousetv.
Nice.
Cute name,
you want to check it out?
Eskimo.
I know.
It's adorable.
Well, and she's so cute. Yes. On the mic, it's my favorite thing.
She's
ever.
Adorable.
She's the sweetest.
But you know, we had a blast on New Year's Eve, and I've just like, yeah. Then we went out. I got really drunk New Year's Eve.
Nice.
So had an awful hangover the next day. We went and got breakfast, all of us in a big group. And
did people spend the night?
Yeah, had a couple people spend the night because I'm like, you can't drive. We have a couch. We have a few inflatable mattresses. I have a big bed. Like, we'll figure this out.
Can I tell you a really random part of my New Year's Eve?
Yes.
So we ended up going back, I'm not going to name names here, but back to someone's apartment complex, and they were over at a neighbor's place. And so we went over there, and I'd never met these neighbors before, but walked in, super, super nice guys, like really, really cool. And one of the homeowners goes into the bedroom and comes back out with like a fencing sword, you know, like those things. Like, so he had just taken up fencing, and he's like, I've only been a couple times, but I bought all the gear and blah blah blah. And I'm like, badass, man. So I'm kind of playing with the sword, da da da, whatever. Kind of cool. I've never seen one in person, and he was kind of teaching us some of the moves and terminology. And I was like, that's really cool. He goes back into his room and comes back out with a freaking gun.
Jeez.
And I was like, okay, like, not that I'm not anti-gun, I'm not pro-gun, I just don't like guns.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially around a stranger, and I don't know if it's like loaded or not. It was made me extremely uncomfortable. So I was kind of like my buzz was at like an all-time high, and then it like kind of killed my buzz. I was like, all right, I don't know you, I don't know what, not that I thought he was gonna like start firing off rounds or anything, but it still made me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that the first time that I meet someone that I'm going to go and bust out my weapon, you know,
yeah.
And check this out.
Yeah, so, a lot of guys just like to show it off. Like one of my friends, he like, we all went to a party or something. They were talking about guns, and then he always carried a gun on him, and he whipped it out, and I like freaked out on him.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't want to know you have one. I do not whip it out. We're in a party scene. Like,
especially if there's alcohol.
Exactly. I don't
feel like that's not. Yeah. It's like just pretend you're in a bar.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Whip it out if you need to. But like, I've had a friend who has a concealed weapons permit. Like,
yeah.
He's allowed. Like, he's very all about the law. Although he believes a lot of the laws that are being passed or that they're trying to pass are very unfair. But like, to each their own. And he has all these types of guns, so he always carries one on him. And he brought it to my house once, or he let me see it. But he's super safe. He like literally took it apart, double checked it, make sure there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
but like put it all nicely, because like, we were in my room. He like put it nicely on my bed, like it like explained everything, and then like put the gun in my hand, like empty, completely empty.
Yeah.
And I'm like feeling it. It's a lot lighter than you think it was, because when I think of a gun, I think of like the 90s or 80s cop movies, like the old or the revolvers. Like Yeah, like all the guns today look very like video game. Like, I mean, maybe of course they look like video games because video games model them after real guns. But like very squared off, very just kind of almost sleek.
Gosh.
But it like looked like not plastic, but like it didn't feel like plastic, but it kind of looked like it. Like it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And I'm holding it. It's light. And I'm like, sure, this is a real gun. He's like, yeah. He's like, it looks fake, but trust me, it's real.
Well, that's like this guy. He pulled it apart and like showed that it all. You know, these are the four parts of the gun, and it's not loaded and whatever. But still, for like the first 10 minutes of meeting someone new, that was kind of a ballsy move. Mm-hmm. I felt like, ooh,
yeah.
And especially because alcohol is involved, and I wasn't hammered on New Year's, but I had some
drinks.
I was altered in some.
Yeah, forms. I was the same way. I wasn't like gone. My girlfriend got gone. She was on another level.
Yeah.
We all went to the club, which was like, we were gonna go to the Space Needle.
That's where I went.
Yeah, we were gonna go to the Space Needle, and I love seeing the fireworks, and I love all that shenanigans. And then one of my girlfriends bailed, and it was freezing, and I was like, I don't care what we do. And so my guy's like, well, a bunch of us are going to go to the club. And I'm like, shh, I love the club. So whatever.
I love the club.
It was totally my kind of club, too. But yeah. And my girlfriend got so like I'm so surprised we didn't get kicked out.
Oh,
like
yikes.
She would straight up fall on the dance floor and then not be able to get up. And I would just like watch her because I was in that moment like,
everything was happening slow-mo.
Really just fall?
Like, check yourself.
Like, whoa, girl. Like, usually I'm that person. So,
yes.
So when I'm not that person, I'm like, why aren't I that person right now? It's way funner to be the person that's like, but then we realized, okay, we all started to leave. We realized she didn't have her phone. So then this dude and I that I went with, ran back to the club. She decided to proceed going home.
Oh, no.
So we couldn't find her phone. And then we got back to her apartment. She is just yakking her brains out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, straight up for, like, at least an hour.
Oh,
just, like,
no.
Yakking.
Sometimes you got to do it, though. Like, I always feel like if I puke at night...
Oh, it's better.
I feel way better in the morning than if I didn't puke.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you puke in the morning when you're sober and recovering,
it's the worst.
Mainly because you're like, okay, it's coming. When is it going to get here?
Just get it coming.
Yep.
And she doesn't remember any of it.
That's funny.
Bless her heart.
You were puking and you fell on the dance floor and then you're puking the board. And she's like, I remember about like maybe a half hour into when we got to the club. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't think I remember the last time I was that
And
drunk.
I kissed her and
I was that drunk.
She doesn't even remember me kissing her on New Year's. And I kissed her and I kissed the other guy we were with. And then the stranger started talking. I'm like, hey, Happy New Year. Well, let's make out. Like, what's up?
Good
she doesn't
Lord.
Remember any of it.
Freaking Sarah.
There was a guy that because we watched the fireworks from under the Space Needle. And
was that pretty?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I haven't done that since I was a little kid. Like, I hadn't been under the needle since I was probably like 7. I don't know. And so we were there, and there's this group of probably college age kids, I'm just going to assume, but they had one guy in the group that was like just gone. I mean, he was just sitting on the curb, rolling back and forth, vomiting, and I was like, oh man, I'm so glad I'm not that guy right now. And we've all been that guy, you know. You've always been the one that's the hammered one, puking, being a total.
And all your friends are embarrassed. And
these guys, and it was so cold that night. This guy was in like
cold.
A t-shirt, and I was like, put a goddamn sweatshirt on that poor guy.
He's gonna.
He was
puke
probably
all over
way
it,
too heat. God, yeah.
That, you know, when you get that like overheated clamminess,
you gotta
put a leg out of the bed,
open
the window.
I hate it when you're drunk and that's going on, and then you get the spin, so your leg's sticking out of the bed, the window's open, and your like hand is above you to the side of you, holding onto the nearest wall, just like, oh god.
And you're screaming, I did this to myself.
I'm never drinking again until tonight.
Yeah.
All right. For those wondering, I finally found it. We have a number to give us a call at 253-271-9343 or email the broadcast at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Holler.
But moving on, would you guys like to talk about clubs or would you like to talk about 30th birthdays, Taryn?
I could go either way. Let's go 30th birthday.
All right, so Taryn, your birthday's coming up. You're turning the 30.
I'm turning 30.
Oh, I thought you were 30.
No.
Thanks.
I know, I'm so mature. as I rolled in this morning talking about how hammered I got last night because I am a child.
Wait, when?
The 19th.
Holy shit.
Monday the 19th. Yeah.
Hardy, hardy.
I know. And when we celebrated my girlfriend's 30th last night, Tamara turned 30. And we all overindulged a bit.
And tell us what happened this morning.
I woke up. And I didn't know where I was. And I haven't had that happen in a long time. So normally when I come down to Seattle, I always stay at my sister's house. So I opened my eyes this morning and I was like, I am not at my sister's house. I was at her boyfriend's house. She was there. It's okay. And also my brother was there. But so I ended up, you know, when you open your eyes and you have no idea where you are and you're just like, how did I get here? I had a good panic attack for a few minutes because I kind of forgot where I had ended up. But now I'm good with it.
You're
I'm
much
glad
better.
Everyone took care. And I had a full glass of wine sitting there. Like,
oh, not water.
I was not drinking wine. Like, yeah.
Wine hangovers are the best.
Oh, Lord. Well, I started. See, here's the other thing. I know better than to drink what I like to drink. I have to not drink what I like to drink. I have to drink what I don't like.
Dude.
I need to be drinking, like, light beer. And I was drinking IPAs and did a shot of Fireball. And just IPA after IPA is never a good idea. Mm-hmm. And even my girlfriend Lizzie and I were talking this morning, and she was like, why do we do this? We know better. We're almost freaking 30.
Well, I actually did find a list off the HuffingtonPost.com on things you should never say to a woman who is turning 30.
Uh-oh.
I cannot believe you're turning 30.
I know. It's crazy. I don't feel 30.
You don't look 30.
That's crazy.
This morning I look a little 30. I have no makeup on and bags under my eyes.
That's okay.
I look a little 30.
I look a little bit 30. All right, let's hear this list.
All right, number one. It's nobody's supposed to be excited about turning 30.
Are you excited?
You know, last year, turning 29 was hard. I kind of had like a freak out and I was crying and like, well, you know, you start taking like inventory of your life and like, I haven't traveled. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I'm not married. I don't have a kid.
You know, and it's like, I thought maybe I'd have kids by now, which I'm actually very thankful that I don't have children. I'm not even ready yet. But when I turned 29, I was like, this is the last year of my life. Like, I thought that life was going to end when I was 30. But I'm way more excited to turn 30, I think, than I was to turn 29.
So you don't think you're going to have a little freak out?
No, I don't think so. And like, I think I'm just accepting it. Like, college was a long time ago, and I'm okay with that. It feels like it was yesterday. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, it was not.
Like, I feel like this is a whole new chapter. Like, how many people do we know that are in their 40s and still partying hard?
A lot.
Yeah,
look at who we work with.
I was gonna say, I'm like, just look around the offices here. So it's like, I think it's just be excited for this new chapter in your life.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
When I think of 30, I think, okay, I'm not as excited. I feel like once, like 27, I don't think I'm gonna be excited to turn 27. 27, then you start like in your freaking late 20s.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I think of turning 30, I get excited, but I think I only get excited because it's probably going to be the most badass birthday party.
Well, I'm having like four parties.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing something this night, something this night, something this night, something this night. Like, take your pick.
It's my 30th birthday, 4 days in a row.
Yeah, I'm going to do like, it's my birth month. I'm partying all month long.
Hell,
you can't stop me.
And this is why I couldn't do sober January.
No, I know. There's a couple people where I'm like, you can't be sober this month because it's my birthday.
I'm going to try next month.
I would
cry.
No. February doesn't work either. I was
no month works. Do you want me to do the rundown? No month works.
No, like I did Lent. Lent?
Lent.
Lent. I did Lent. That was actually pretty. I don't freaking know. That worked out.
Well, I don't give up anything for anything, so I've never done Lent. But I respect that.
I did it, and it's like it's April and May or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what happens in April?
And so you didn't drink for 40 days?
40 freaking days.
In my in my life, I mean, since I've been like drinking, I don't think I've ever taken even close to that many days. I've never even done a month. I've never even probably done a week.
September too. I did sober September and 30 days of yoga, like 30 classes in 30 days.
Oh my God.
Like once a day, and if you miss a day, you have to do a double.
I feel tired just imagining it.
Yeah, it was pretty exhausting.
That's a lot.
But
good for you.
Yeah, it's one of those like mental things. Like, hell yeah, just do it.
God. Well, maybe now that I'm turning 30 and becoming such a mature individual.
No, because you're going to be like, I'm 30.
Can I do what I want.
Can I keep drinking and like instead of doing yoga, can I just have sex every day? That'd be great.
Sex
every day.
Dude, that's one of my resolutions.
Every day?
To have sex every day?
Well, okay, I would definitely fail. I got a rabbit because of this reason the other day with my mother.
Oh. She went to the store with her mom.
And the people at the store.
You went to the store with your mom?
Okay, so I realized I can't go 3 months without having sex or I will have sex with anyone. I proved that because I had sex with this dude, my friend who like super likes me, and I feel super bad because I'm like, dude, it's never gonna happen. Like, we're just homies, and then I totally sleep with him because anyway. So that happened. My mom was like, oh my God, I am buying you a toy.
A
different one for 7 days of the week, like a different one every week. And I was like, oh my God, I'm totally putting that on my Christmas list. Will you totally do that? And my dad and my mom was like, yeah, hell yeah. So of course my mom tells my dad, dude, we gotta go to Lover's to get Sarah.
No.
And my dad's like, Kathy, there is no way she's opening that on Christmas Day in front of Joey, in front of me. No.
Oh my God.
So anyway, so I didn't get one. But then yesterday my mom and I were going grocery shopping in Issaquah, and my mom's like, so there's Lovers around here.
Oh,
and I was like,
my God.
Holla, mama's doing it. So,
that is awesome.
All right. Yeah. So it was good times. But no, that would be an awesome resolution, but I would be, what, 11 days behind, 10 days behind?
Just have sex as much as possible.
Have more sex.
Yes.
Oh. And not put sex on such a high pedestal. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
I've thrown that out the window years ago.
I need to throw it out the window.
All right. Number two on this list on things you should never say to a woman who is turning 30. Don't you know women aren't supposed to age past 30? It's like, okay. Apparently people say this.
Don't we get like worse, like after 30?
Guys get better after 30, girls. That's so supposedly true. Yeah. Well, BJ was reading something on the morning show, and I don't know how true it is. They believe that a new trend right now is women shaving their faces, not for hair purposes, but because it's supposed to help exfoliate, and that's why they think men have
smooth skin,
like have nicer skin, and it prevents wrinkles or whatever.
Really?
But I'm not shaving because if you have peach fuzz on your face, even if it's really light, you're gonna start shaving that. You're gonna get the 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some women don't get it. Some women have no shave their upper lip and they don't get it. But I know women who have, and it's just like, oh my God!
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, thanks.
You look like you have the man, just like the stubble right up in there. Like, I'd rather wax and look old.
We should start shaving.
Oh my God.
There's got to be other
shaving this.
We should just take a picture of us. Just like,
there's got to be something else. Like, do a sugar scrub. I feel like that might be good too.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of that? Because everybody does say like after you turn 30, it's like straight up like your metabolism slowed down.
I feel like my metabolism slowed down like years ago.
That is number five on the list, by the way. Watch out, your metabolism will start to slow down.
Yeah, that's what I hear, and I hear like
you're not supposed to say that, Sarah. It's on the list.
Is it also like you know you're more risk of having a kid and blah blah blah?
No, that's 35.
Well, yeah,
35 is the 35.
That's one of those things that like I've heard that many times when they're like, you better hurry up because these are your prime years.
You're
running out of time.
Number eight is your biological clock is ticking, or is your biological clock ticking?
My biological clock sometimes ticks, but usually it's because like Brad is holding a baby or something, and then I'm like, oh my God, my ovaries.
It's like uterus is exploding.
But then there's times, then like the baby starts crying, and I'm like, get away. And then my whole, like, everything shuts down. My lady parts are just like,
steel trap, you're not getting in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Number three, you're turning 30. Are you upset about it?
Well, like I said, 29 was rough. 30, I'm okay with. I am getting a little nervous about these wrinkles, though. Because I'm a very expressive person. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed. I do a lot of facial expressions. And I'm worried about what that's doing to my face.
There should be exercises. I heard there's like a thing. Like, you know when you get the loose, what is it, the turkey neck or whatever?
Yeah, the gobble.
I heard that I don't know how true this is, so please do not get mad if it does not work for you. But you're supposed to take like your hand and basically just slap it with the top part of your hand, just...
Oh my God! Yeah, I see people do like.
To help. Like that's supposed to help.
Hairbrushes and like.
Sorry, I'm a dirty girl.
It's his radio. Pretend it's whatever you want it to be, people.
We're fixing our faces. Leave us alone.
Oh yeah, look at this neck.
I feel younger already.
I feel like if I hit too hard, I'd be like.
Seriously.
Number four. You're so old. No, 90 is old. You are not old. You're in the prime of your life. Number five, we said, was watch out. Your metabolism will start to slow down. Mm-hmm. Number six you're not 30. You're 29, said with a wink.
People always say, you're turning 29 again. I'm like, okay, that joke is old. And I am, too.
It's like, nah.
And you were like,
I'm old.
29 was such a horrible year.
29 scared me to death, but 30, I'm like... I'm embracing.
You're raring for it.
I'm ready.
I feel like this could either be a compliment, but the way they worded it is very much not a compliment.
Yeah.
You're 30? You don't look that old.
Yeah.
That is not a compliment. You'd be like, dude, no way you're 30. You're at least 21 right now.
Well,
there's different ways to say the same thing without sounding like an a-hole.
There was a time recently, I mean, and this lady was clearly insane or had been drinking, but I was getting my nails done and she was like, are you going to the homecoming dance or something like that? And I was like, jokingly, I was like, well, maybe as a chaperone, because seriously, like, I'm like, I am clearly not 18 years old. And I don't think I look anywhere near 18 years old. I look way closer to 30 than I do 18, obviously. But it just made me kind of happy for a second.
I'm like, trying to like
if you get an extra dollar for tip, lady.
I know. I was like, lady, you just made my day.
Side note, I used to do that at the restaurant, like, because, like, I was still 18, so I wasn't always really good at gauging who is over 21 and who isn't.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I ask somebody, hey, can I get your ID, please, for alcohol? And then I go to his parents. I'm like, hey, sir, can I get your ID? And he's just like, oh, yes, you can definitely get my ID. I'm like, and like, I was just like, oh, no, it's fine. And he's like, nope, you're going to look at it. Here you go. Just super excited about it.
Do you guys know Amy Schumer, the comedian?
Yes.
So she's like one of my favorites ever. But she has a great little bit in her sketch, you know, little stand-up routine, where she talks about going up to the door of the club and like the guy's like waving her in. But she just gets her ID out and she's like, oh, here you go. And he's like, no, you're fine. Like, you're good. And she's like, wow, you guys are really relaxed here. Like, but it's like, kind of, hey. I do get very excited when I get carded still. I'm like, God bless you. Yes, here it is.
I'm at that age where I get half and half. Like, sometimes I don't get carded either. You guys are really relaxed. Or I don't look like I could be 21. And I'm like, that was 4 years ago. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. I could see people.
Thank you.
People would card you.
Okay.
People are going to card you for a while.
It depends.
I get carded all the time.
But no, it's half and half. If I wear makeup, if I get all dressed up, then I will get carded sometimes. If I just am wearing my hoodie and I'm just looking like I normally am, because it's Seattle. I'm not putting makeup on. That stuff's coming off. Then I don't typically get carded.
I
look like a mom.
No.
No, my cousin was in, he has cystic fibrosis, who's in and out in the hospital. So I was hanging out with him and I just got off work, been awake since 3:30 a.m. It's, you know, afternoon, just wearing a hoodie and jeans and just sitting there with him at the hospital. Like, oh, hey, one of the nurses comes in. Is this your mom?
Oh, no.
And he was like 20.
Oh, no.
I'm like, thanks, lady.
Well, we've had that. I mean, Brad has two kids that are 15 and 11. And there was something one time where they were like, somebody said like, oh, you're about your parents. And I was like, no. Nothing has come out of me yet.
No, yes.
Yet. No. I don't know. But not, this is high and tight.
it's like when you're babysitting somebody's kid. It's almost kind of cool. Like my friend Melissa has he's about to turn 2.
Oh yeah.
Cutest little boy ever, but he's blonde. He clearly does not look like my child. He is blonde haired, blue eyes, really pale. I just carry him around like, oh, your baby. I'm like, hee-hee. But he's not. It's cute that you think that, but no.
Yeah. Well, I have two younger sisters. They are 27 and 23. And we went the other day, we went all to Red Robin, and we were in the bar, and they did not get carded. And then she carded me.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh.
Which is, okay, not so to make, you know, Red Robin has a rule, 40 and under. So.
I know. Or like, does it say
39 and a half and under?
So I was like really excited, and both my sisters were like, oh my God, we didn't get carded, and she just carded you.
Do your sisters look old?
No, they look like they're 12. They look ridiculously young.
Weird.
I don't know what happened. Maybe she just had a bad sense about me. Maybe
maybe she's like, I'll card one person. I'm just like, everybody else should be fine. I want to look at all these three IDs.
Yeah, but it made me happy.
Like we already, number 8 on the list, we already said, is your biological clock, is your biological clock ticking? And number 9, now you have to start lying about your age. It's like, no.
I will never lie about my age. And that's like even my mom, my mom is 59. No, yes, 59. She's turning 60 this year. She looks amazing for her age. And so I think that she says her age with pride, you know,
hey,
I'm 59. Look at this.
And I'm hot.
She is. My mom's smoking hot. I love my mama. But I think I think it should be a sense of pride, you know, how old you are. I mean, I don't think ask me again when I'm 40 in 10 years. I will see how excited I am about putting a 4 in front of my name. But
when anybody asks me how old I am, I just ask them to guess because I'm so curious in what people think.
I hate it when people ask me to do that. How old do you think I am? I'm like, I don't want to play this game.
I'm like, no, seriously. But I tell them straight up, I'm like, you cannot offend me. Like, because that either means I'm old, trying to get younger compliments, or that I'm, I don't know, that I'm too young. I'm just like, seriously, ask. Like, I like asking that. My favorite, though, is They're like, oh, what are you? I'm like, guess. Like, what race am I?
What are you?
That's like, because they look at me, they can't figure it out. Most people can't. Like, people who know are like, oh, yeah, I totally see it. But those who don't, they very rarely guess correctly on the first try.
I know, and I don't even see it.
What do you normally get?
I've gotten Greek. I've gotten Persian.
I can see Persian for sure.
Which I didn't really know what Persian was, so I Googled it. I'm like, oh, wait. I look Arab-ish? Or like, well, like Middle Eastern.
You have the way your eyes are shaped almost have that. Because you've got big, beautiful eyes.
But some of the funnier ones, and not kidding here, a man from India, like it was here at work, this happened in the elevator, Indian, like accent, everything. He's like, are you Indian? I'm like, no. Oh, where are you from? Like, he thought I was from India.
Oh my goodness.
I had, like, when I went to Ireland, I had a man from Saudi Arabia come up to me and thought I was from there too.
Wow. See, my cousin's wife, she is Filipino, and we call her like racially ambiguous because she can, anytime they travel anywhere, they go to Italy, they think she's one of them. They go, you know, to Belize, they think that she's from there. It doesn't matter where they go, they think that she's one of theirs.
Yeah, I've gone Italian, Greek, I've had Indian actually a couple times from India. Native American, I've had different types. Like, oh, are you Cuban? Crazy. Are you?
Because you're so light.
Yeah. My dad's really light. That's why I'm so light. But everybody else in my family is really dark in comparison. Mm-hmm. My brother and I just turned out white as hell.
That is awesome.
So yeah, but yeah, I'm racially, like, the only thing I never get is African American or Asian, of course.
Yeah.
But everything else I've pretty much under the sun I've gotten.
Yeah, I think people can definitely tell that I have some sort of Scandinavian background and Celtic as well.
You are.
Yeah.
You guys are whiteies.
I'm like a gingery, you know, pale. It's very clear. It's very clear.
Just check me out. Oh, by the way, check me out when I'm in the summertime. I am darker.
Do you get super dark?
Yeah, I'll find a picture.
See, all I do is get more freckles. That's all that happens to me in the summer. And I'm very afraid of sunburns because I hate them, and I've had enough to know that they suck. So I am like an SPF 75 all the time person.
I like to get a burn because then it turns into a really nice
tan. I was going
to
say, Sarah, you look pretty white, but what is... Because your mother's Italian, right? But your father
Italian
is...
Italian and Irish. So I'm Italian and Irish, and I get Yugoslavian a lot. Yugoslavian? My dad was adopted, so I'm half a mystery. So I'm anything you want me to be. But yeah, I get Yugoslavian. I get... I went to a hostel in Canada, and some guy was convinced I was German, I think.
You
and
believe
I
it.
Like a little, and I was like, a young really?
German girl?
I'm like, I don't know. And he's like... Yeah, I asked him where he's from. He's like, oh, I'm from Germany. And I'm like, oh, do people look like me then? Where are you from? And he's like, yeah, that's why I think you're German.
That is too funny, I can see that for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of want to know, but then it's kind of fun not to know.
Oh, yeah.
But like, if I was my dad, like, not knowing anything, I know
can take biological tests just to see what lineage you come from.
Your makeup.
Yeah, like Italian or Irish or whatever it is. I think he said, didn't people think he's Jewish?
My mom thinks he's Jewish, yeah. Because of his big nose.
Is your dad's nose that big?
Yes.
Huh.
Anywho.
I'm trying to picture BJ's nose.
By the way, do you guys want to go to the next list?
Yes.
The seven things you should never do in a club. And Sarah, the club is your second home.
That's not joy.
If anyone knows the club.
I went to a club yesterday. Well, I don't even know it's a club, but it was like a club. Oh my God. Like, I'm all about thirsty men, but these guys were so thirsty.
Which, by the way, that is a new term the young people are using.
Thirsty?
As in horny,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's like, okay. Thank you.
I just found this out too.
And they needed a water?
Or were they drinking a lot of beer? No.
They're thirsty for, you know.
They were hungry for some action.
Yeah.
So are they very aggressive in that sense?
They're just, but just weird and just they're
over the top a little, almost
really not feeling it, and I was feeling this place. It was super crowded. It was just over it.
Jeez,
that is a new word of the day.
Thirsty men.
God, you guys, this was
can
like
women be thirsty?
So yes. 2014. Oh yeah, dude, I'm hella thirsty.
2014. calm your bits.
Thirsty has been around.
This is hilarious. I'm always learning new things.
Now I just learned thirsty the last couple months.
That's kind of sad. The new thing is on fleek.
On fleek.
I've never heard that. What
on
is that?
On fleek. It means on point. Okay, so I went to California.
It is not sad. I feel like we are actually okay because we don't know this stuff.
My girlfriend.
I feel like my IQ is staying where it is. I don't please stop saying this. It's going down.
My girlfriend was like, do you know what on fleek is when we were in California? And I was like, I have no idea. And then I was like, dude, this is going to be something where, like, we don't know what it is, and it's going to become, like, the new ratchet, like, the new thing.
Oh, my God.
And then we went out with my girlfriend in California, and we're like, oh, dude, your outfit's so on fleek. And she's like, oh, yeah. Like, she didn't even hesitate. She knew. She was like, oh, yeah, thanks. It's pretty on fleek. And I'm like, what? You're supposed to be, like, what the hell is on fleek mean?
On fleek? Do tell.
California, they know what's up. They know what's up down there.
That is so funny.
I don't know if they know what's up or if they're the ones causing all this.
If I had a nickel for every time I had to Google, like, some
Urban
hashtag
Dictionary
or something, I'm a nerd. I don't know anything.
According to Urban Dictionary, on fleek. First one, it's an adjective. Hella on point.
See?
Two, very awesome. It could also mean...
Snap! Sarah knows what's up.
It could also mean very good.
Very good.
Like, my eyebrows are on fleek, which, by the way, sounds like you just had, like, some sort of like, you know, you just had, like, a weird Tourette's. Like, on fleek.
I had to Google... What was it that I had to Google? SMH. Shaking my head. I didn't know what that was.
See, I only know those because I spent a lot of time on the internet, and it's just, like, small. Like, what is it? MRW, my reaction when. MFW, my face when. It's usually accompanied by a picture.
Oh, I didn't
like,
know that.
My face when so and this happens, and then you take a picture from the internet or a meme.
Oh, that's so funny.
See, I know about that stuff, but when it comes to actual slang for everyday use, I'm more of the nerdy one.
Oh, yeah.
I was texting this dude the other day, and I was like, I'm in Bellevue ATM, which is at the moment. And I thought ATM?
Yeah, at the moment.
At the moment.
I didn't know that.
And he didn't know it either. And so he's like, what, is ATM at the mall? And I was like, no.
No, I know what. Well, it's just.
I'm not at the mall.
Well, like, ATM means something else.
Yes.
Do you know, Sarah, what the other one is?
Like the bank?
No,
here, hold on. I'll write down.
Oh, no. She did the visual for me.
See, that's like...
She did the visual.
So it's...
Oh.
Yep.
Been there, done that.
Ew. That is a no-no in my book.
When you said ATM, that was where it went, but I was like, what else does that mean? Because I feel like I would give someone the wrong impression.
Oh, my God. So maybe that's what he thought.
He was like, Sarah.
He's like, you're in Bellevue?
You dirty girl.
ATM. I don't know if I can say this now.
We should do a feature where every day we go up Urban Dictionary and find the new words so that you can either understand what these young folks are saying or what your children are saying or whatever.
These young folks.
That's why I'm glad that Brad's daughter's 15 because she educates me on a weekly basis about things I didn't know.
I'm kind of watching a video right now because I'm trying to get it's the eight Urban Dictionary words definitions you need to know.
Oh my God.
What do you guys think lip banging is?
Lip banging?
Uh-huh. Excessive making out. Yeah. Excessive making out in public.
Oh.
It's those people that are just like meh, meh, meh.
Oh, I want to be that person. I haven't been that person in so long. I want to be like when you're like walking the park and then it looks like people are just like.
But it has to be somebody, you have to do that with somebody you really care about because that's when it's real. When you just like, yeah, I'm totally getting into this. I don't care who's watching. If it's somebody you don't care about, you're like, get off me. Wait till you're
home.
Not
if you have some alcohol involved. And you're like, well,
we all can't party like you getting drunk on the park, Sarah.
Y'all want to party like Sarah.
All right, Sarah, do you know what touche is?
Touche?
Touche. T-W-O-O-S-H.
Twoosh?
Touche?
Twoosh.
Like booty touche?
No, T-W-O-O-S-H. Twoosh.
Uh-uh.
A perfect 140-character tweet on Twitter. It's like twoosh. Like, I'm guessing it's like swoosh.
That is the
like,
dumbest thing.
A lot of...
like a swoosh, it's a twoosh. Mm-hmm. That is hilarious.
Do you guys know what thought... Like, if somebody calls you a thought?
No.
No.
Oh, really? God, it's like, I don't even
How
know.
How do you spell it?
T-H-O-T.
Thought?
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that one. I know that
God, she's like, look at that thought. It stands for that hoe over there.
Yeah, I know that one.
I don't know when you'd ever use that. Like, God, she's such a thought. Like,
or you could just be like, thought. That. That, like, maybe I feel like that's code thought, word. Like, when you're thought, people watching, thought.
Oh, my God. Like, dude, sometimes my restaurant, like, my coworkers will be like, or even my friends, like, they'll just like say a number, like 7, 6, maybe like a 5, 5, 5, and I'm like, you guys, okay, I know what that means. If like some guys were just randomly saying numbers to me, I'm like, you're totally rating me on a scale
of
1 to 10 right now.
Oh my gosh,
like,
it's like you should just play a kill, bang, marry.
Kill, yeah.
What's that?
That's a fun game. You have to say who you would kill. You pick three people.
Oh.
Who would you kill, who would you bang, and who would you marry?
Oh, or if you have a big list of people, you can just say you have to pick one of these three things to do to them. Kill, bang, marry.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's all right. Kill. That's so sad.
This one I can't really say, but it's D, butterflies. Yep. A tingling sensation in the groin caused by sexual attraction.
So wait, is that only for guys or can I get that?
Well, I'm assuming yours would be V butterflies.
V butterflies.
I feel like if you ever said that, that's just so weird.
Side note, next one, fleek on point.
Oh!
And the funny thing is the example they give is a girl plucking her eyebrows.
Holla!
What? Oh.
Oh no.
Banana polish.
Lube.
Hand lotion used for. I love that banana polish. It's like, dude, like if you have a roommate, do you have any banana polish? Here you go.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. I'm using that.
I like that one too. I like that their example in the video, and I'll post this on our Facebook page, was a banana dipped in honey. They were just dipping the banana in honey.
Oh, my God. Over again.
What is a side text?
A side text.
To privately text an individual involved in a group text.
Oh, so like you're in a group message, but then you're
like, hey, what's up? Whether it's to be sneaky or whether it's just like, I don't want to talk to the rest of the group.
Yep, I know that. I get that.
I can't really real text a group, so I side text everyone. I don't get everybody else's messages.
She doesn't. She has a smartphone. She just doesn't have it connected.
It's not
as a phone.
Connected
to
the phone
because she doesn't like it.
And then they all come up as picture messages. Like,
so you have to download them.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
You gotta get the smartphone, Sarah. You gotta get with it. You're getting better at it, so you gotta do it.
I just got a new phone yesterday.
That's huge.
It's the Samsung LG G3.
It is fancy.
Do you like it?
I love it. I've had it for 16 hours.
Woo!
Woo! I haven't like customized it or anything.
You didn't like lose it last night or something.
Oh, God. I know. I'm an idiot.
I can't wait because this year my contract expires in a few months, maybe closer to the summer. And I kind of want one of those new phones.
Oh, yeah. iPhone.
And people give me crap. Oh, you're an iPhone person. You're an Apple person. Look, I'm not in this war. Like, I like Apple phones. I like, and I've had non-Apple tablets. And they haven't worked too well for me.
Yeah.
And so I like iPads. I like it because it doesn't, like, people are like, well, they don't change very often. I'm like, well, that's nice because I at least know what the hell's going on.
You don't have to like relearn a whole new system. Mm-hmm. Well, and I've had Androids. I've never had an iPhone. I've never had an iPad, nothing like that. So I'm really familiar with the Android system. Mm-hmm. So it's very intimidating for me to think about not having it. I mean, Brad and I have a tablet that's an Asus Nexus or something like that. I love this tablet. It's an awesome tablet. And it looks exactly like my phone, and that's probably why I like it, because it's easy to navigate. Then we got his son an HP Stream 7, which is, it has like Windows 8.1. It's, it's a Windows tablet. Very hard to learn a new system, for me at least. I'm old one. I'm old, though. I'm almost 30. But I do, I feel like I'm behind the game. I feel like people my age are a lot more tech savvy than I am.
To be fair,
Sarah is kind of in the same boat.
You're like me?
She doesn't like technology too much.
I hate technology.
I hate social media. I do
the social media, and like there's things I really enjoy about it, but there's also things I hate about it.
I hate that we're so reliant on it. But like when I was in high school, when I was a freshman in high school, my dad's like, look, you're going to hate me. Well, he didn't say that, but I did end up hating him for a minute. He's just like, take all the computer classes you can. Take all the classes you can. And I was sitting there in these classes and I'm like, why am I taking a freaking computer class, learning how to do code and learning about Word and Excel when I could be taking an art class, like learning pottery and painting? Like, this is bull crap. And then I'm still using a lot of the little things like I don't remember. I didn't take the advanced classes. I took the basics. So a lot of those basics apply to what I'm doing today, whether they're like, oh, this is what you have to do. This website, I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. I can do this.
That's nice.
So it's like easy to learn. So it's like technology, whether we like it or not, is here to stay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's changed everything.
So I'm glad I have that concept and I'm able to just learn because I'm still constantly having to be up in this area doing the technology crap. All right, next one on the list is senpai. It's spelled S-E-N-P-A-I.
Senpai.
This is somebody who will never notice you. It's kind of
sad.
I think it's more of a high school thing. Like, he's talking to that girl. Why wouldn't he notice me?
Oh, man, that brings back terrible, terrible memories of high school.
All right, do you guys know what this means? I'm going to sleep. It really means I don't want to text you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, no, they say that.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Somebody says that, and then you see them, like, on
Facebook.
Oh, my God. And you're like, All right, then.
I remember my sister did something in college where she like told a guy like, oh, I have to go take care of my roommate. She's really sick and puking. She drank too much. I'm going home to take care of her. And then she like went to another party. And then he showed up at that party and like texted her and was like, hey, I see you by the tree. And she was like, oh, totally busted. Totally busted. It was one of my favorite things ever. So
what I end up doing when people are texting me when I'm out and about, I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go get drunk over here. And, yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't see your, didn't look at my phone for a minute, or I looked at it and didn't really remember to respond.
Sometimes, do you ever look at a text and, like, you mentally respond, but you don't physically respond?
Oh, all the time.
And then I'm like, oh, God, I thought I texted him back. No, that didn't happen.
See, that happens sometimes for me, but I think what's worse is when, it, like, somebody else does that to you. My roommate is so guilty of that.
I think it's complete. Like, I get mad because I, like, make sure, like, I, like look through to, like, make sure I respond because I think it's so rude. Like, so rude.
I'm a horrible person.
So, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'm not even going to text you then. Like, I'm not even going to put effort in if you're just going to, like, I have a lot of friends who, like, and I've told them, dude, text me back. And they're like, okay, I'm not going to text you. And if you text me and I don't text you back,
Well, just, like, to acknowledge, even just a quick acknowledgement of the text is nice.
But at the same time, you have to understand, like, we're living in a time, this is how effed up this is. Like, we're living in a time where if we don't get a text back within the first 10 minutes, like, we get mad or we get offended or anything.
Like that.
But it's like, well, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what if we're in the bathroom? What if we're in a movie? Like, it's like, if we don't respond quickly enough, then we look like
animals. What are you doing?
But it's like, why are, like, it sucks. Sometimes I don't want to be so connected to my phone. And it's nice.
Oh, totally.
I love those nights when I'm having such a good time, I forget I even have a phone.
Well,
people
like,
oh, let's see pictures. Yeah, did you go to the party? Did you take any pictures? I'm like, actually, I didn't. I was too busy having fun.
Last night, I took, like, one picture of the birthday girl, like, blowing out her cupcake at dinner. And then that was it. Like, I didn't take another picture the whole night. And I'm like, that's actually kind of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See, for me, I never, ever, I'm not a picture person. Like, I never take pictures. I never, because I can't even, it's not like.
That's why she hired me to take pictures for her birthday.
Yeah, like, I never take pictures. And, like, my phone's so, like, I don't bring this, like, I don't carry around this. I just have, that's why I love get the old school. Like, all you can do is actually communicate with people, like, that you're actually talking to, rather than just, like, looking at, like, what did Jimmy eat for dinner last night? Let's see.
Yeah.
Like, let's see how many likes this picture. Like, ugh. It drives me cray.
My sister just texted me, holy hangover, Batman. Speaking of texting and our night last night.
That's so funny.
Like I said earlier, I have to drink light beer. I can't just slam IPAs. And I love IPAs. It's my favorite.
That's
it tastes
the thing
good.
Is if I go to a bar, like, if I order whiskey,
Which she always does, then...
Like, it's just bad.
I
love whiskey. So I can drink that, like,
I'm
no tomorrow. But if I order, like, a vodka soda, there's, like, it's fine, but it will take me, like, five times as long to drink it.
Yeah.
So.
See, and, like, if I have a light beer, it ends up getting, like, warm because I don't even like to drink it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm an IPA girl, but then if I try to, like, drink IPA all night, I have six IPAs and all of a sudden I gotta go to bed. Someone please put me to sleep. Yeah, it's good stuff. Do we have any other slangs?
No, those are all of them. I'm gonna post those on the broadcast Facebook page.
We're gonna be so hip.
But did you guys wanna, we can call it a night, or I can go over the seven things you should never do in a club. We kind of missed them.
We never talked about the seven things.
Because
we're
so on fleek.
Dang it, fleek. I feel like that sounds like the name of a sci-fi character that nobody likes.
Fleek. Yeah.
It's just like the, what is it? What's the...
No, it's like everyone likes him. It reminds me of Groot. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it makes
fleek.
Me...
We are all fleek.
No, we are not.
Maybe you are.
No,
Groot. Look
at all this fleek happening.
No, it makes me think of, what is that annoying character in Star Wars?
No, I love Jar Jar Binks.
No, yeah, he makes me that. The fleek makes me think of Jar Jar Binks.
Oh my god!
Of course you do. I like Jar Jar.
I love, dude. That was my favorite character.
And now, do you hear that? That is the sound of everybody listening to this hating you.
I know. No. I used to have a Jar Jar Binks, like, little action figure.
Oh my god, that's so cute. That's adorable. Right. Like, that's adorable.
All right, Sarah. Adorable. Maybe you can tell us this. Like, seven things according to Gawker.com you should never do in a club. First one is don't take pictures. Says most nightclubs are dark. Do you know what it's like to go in from dark room to having your eyes explode in the bright stabbing light?
That is true.
It sucks.
That does suck. And, like, that was happening last weekend at a concert where I'm like, turn your damn flash off. I don't care if you want to take pictures of the band, but turn your flash off.
Well, if you're taking pictures of the band, unless it's like a really dark stage, but typically the lights are blaring on the.
Yeah, and this guy was like right here, and I'm like, and he would, and when he would take videos, it would
Yeah,
the light would be on, and I'm like, bro, I'm going to assault you.
That, the one thing, like, I hate, like, and that's, I think, why they made the selfie stick, but it's kind of, you, I don't, why would, I don't want to carry a selfie stick around all the time. And people are like, oh my God, I'm at this concert. I'm like, it's a selfie of you. I can't tell where you are.
Yeah.
I do like those pictures where it's like a bob and you can like see the crowd behind you.
Yeah, see, that's like cool. That's like you need somebody else to take the picture for you at that point.
When I took Nolan, my brother Nolan, to the Judas Priest concert, mm-hmm. we had, I think it was Top Shelf's wife. She took a picture of us. Jackie took a picture of us.
So like if you're at a concert or like at a club or something, you want a picture with a background and stuff.
Take the picture for you.
I have friends, like I look at all their pictures. They're like, this is me at this concert. This is me at this party. This is me at this. I'm like, they all look the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing because it's like your face. So it's like, I get sometimes you just want to take a picture to commemorate that night. Cool, but.
Turn the flash off.
They all, yeah.
Take a
flash
over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need that many pictures.
All right. Next one on the list is don't stand on stairs. It's like, didn't your mother ever tell you not to stand on stairs? Someone always does, and usually so they can talk to someone going in either direction. And like, this creates gridlock because no one can go from one level to the other. Have you experienced this, Sarah, or is this annoying?
Oh, like people just linger on the stairs?
Yeah.
No.
I think if they're little stairs, I mean, if they're big, wide, you know, grand, whatever, but if they're tiny stairs, like, bitch, please.
Like people stand in the middle. People are shuffling past
it's
you.
It's like the people who are standing in the middle of the doorway.
Yeah.
Knock it off. All right, Sarah, I think we've actually experienced this recently, and you can tell the story.
Yes.
Don't flag down the bartender.
Oh.
This is no more annoying than the ass who walks up in the crowded bar and yells, "Hey, bartender," and waves his money at the man pouring drinks.
Not only do I think that is incredibly rude just as a person even at the bar, too, but it's also incredibly rude because I'm in the service industry.
Yeah.
And that is like somebody snapped. Like, I've had people like hold up their wine glass or snap at you.
Oh, yeah. When I was a waitress, you snap at me. Like, I was nice. Whatever. But in my head, I'm just like...
Yeah, that's not
just good. Like, I'm not your freaking servant or your lap dog. Hey, waitress, check, please.
No, it's no. I think it's like so incredibly like it's disrespectful. And it's like, we're all the same person. We're all human beings. I don't care what you look like. Get in line like everybody else. You're Wait, not your special.
No, do you want to tell the story?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say names, but tell the story.
I was just with this chick. And
you're at a friend's party.
We were at a friend's party and there was like a long, long, long like line, right? But then there was like a side, people sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And there were people at the side. And so we were at the side and like trying to like get our way in the line. But
the main line is going through the middle.
Yeah.
People are hanging out at the bar. So obviously the bartenders will come up to them at some point.
Sure.
So the gal we're talking about like sneaks her way off to the side, essentially cutting in front of all these
trying
people.
To.
Or trying
Gosh.
To.
She's very tall. She's wearing heels. She's like, over a head taller than me, like she's very noticeable, and she just raises her hand, and I'm just like, oh my
god. But it's not like, excuse me, it's more like, acknowledge me.
She's raising her hand like she's like, she knows like that, she knows everything. Like it's like the girl in class who knows the answer to everything is like, excuse me, I know the answer, might as well call on me, you know what I'm saying?
It's like yeah,
and I'm just like, I don't
just kind of
want
to sink into,
I just like, like I'm like, we're getting drinks together, obviously, but I would never do this. And
oh,
I'm just,
no.
Like, I'm,
you're embarrassed for her. You're embarrassed for yourself.
Yeah, because, and I was like, and then I think like the bar back or something was like, do you want to order drinks to my friend? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, you have to get in line like everybody else.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, this bitch got out. And she just looks at me and she's like, well, at least somebody knew what I was doing. And I'm like, what else would we be doing here?
Oh, my God.
We're in line to get a drink. And so, of course, then we had to go, like, in line like everyone else. I'm like, yeah, we should. We should have to go in line like everyone else. Like,
there's no privilege.
I feel like she, where she comes from.
There are a million girls around.
That are really hot.
There are a million girls that are really hot, that are really not, whatever. We all should stand in line.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I don't know if it's because where she comes from or when she was younger, because she's kind of getting closer to your, like, that age group to where you start
old.
No,
she's getting old.
No, well, like you said, when you're 29, you had that little breakdown.
Oh,
she's kind of, I think, getting to that point.
Oh, yeah.
To where she doesn't want to accept it. And she's really, really attractive. She's really pretty.
She's not. I mean, she is, but she
she's not as she's not as much as what she thinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to
but
me.
But she's really pretty, but I think she thinks she's 20 times that.
And to me, if you act that way, you, like, to me, your hot level
goes,
like,
goes way down.
Way
that's
down.
That's how I am. I mean, there are people out there that are very, very beautiful people, but their personality or their attitude just sucks the
beauty,
gorgeous
just,
out of them. And then it's,
or
like,
their lack of personality.
Like, exactly. Then it's like, no, you're disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think she, when she was like 21, she was doing all these things. She was just, you know, she was, you know, always had like a really fit body, all that stuff. So she's out and about doing her thing.
Yeah.
Everyone notices her. And so she's, I think, used to that and used to kind of getting her way. But now that she's, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's, there is that point like where like you're not the. You're not the one. You're not the one that the guys are buying drinks for anymore.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That has definitely happened to me. Like mm-hmm. I have passed that age, and that is a tough spot mm-hmm. where you realize that they're not interested in you anymore. Mm-hmm. They're going for younger girls.
I know. I feel like I'm like, I need to just like absorb being young.
Do it.
My mom's like, do, and I'm like, okay. I feel like prime years probably like from when I was 21 till probably like 26.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to. Yeah, hit on me.
Oh my God. Well, one of my friends.
I'm so uncomfortable by that. I've always been, and I like when people start hitting on me, like when I was younger and I was getting hit on by really hot guys, I'm getting hit on by like older guys. I'm just like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm just like, why are you talking to me? I'm like a cat. I'm like, I don't like this.
I know.
I'm going to do something else. I don't like this.
It's weird. But then like when that time comes when no one's talking to you, but you see all these other hot younger chicks and you're like, wait, but now no one's talking to me.
Oh yeah.
Well, like for me, I'm actually... I'm afraid of people thinking that of me because I don't really care. I'm like, if people don't talk to me, that's cool. I'm here hanging out with my friends. But we had a thing at the same party where these guys were like trying to get up on Sarah, and Sarah was not really digging it. And I can tell. I didn't want to be the C block.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if anything inappropriate happens, I'm not letting. I was a little drunk at this point too. But I'm like, I'm not letting crap go down.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't want to look like, oh, you're just the jealous, like older, heavier friend or whatever. And I'm just like. That is not what it is. It's like, seriously, you're being inappropriate here. She said she's not into you and you're trying to kiss her. Oh, yeah. I literally grabbed somebody's face like who was trying to kiss Sarah and pushed him away.
Like,
and I'm like, Sarah, do you want this to happen? If you want this to happen, I'll leave. Let you do your thing. But I'm like, I feel like you don't.
Oh, my God.
But well, I'm like, that's inappropriate. I'm like, I mean, I don't know if Sarah appreciated it or not, but I'm just like, uh-uh.
No.
You guys are really drunk and rowdy. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh. Vicky.
Bleep. So in the heat of the moment.
The other thing, my friend posted this on my wall the other day, because we're all kind of turning, most of us are turning 30 this year, but she posted this thing that was like, it was like when my friends and I show up to the bar and it's all college kids, and it's the clip from the Mom Jeans sketch on Saturday Night Live. Did you ever see Mom Jeans?
I think so, maybe.
Where it's like the high-waisted pants with like, it's like terrible Mom Jeans, and they're all like... posing in their mind. That's how we feel when we go to the club now. Speaking of the club, we're like, it's like who brought chaperones?
I've kind of learned like I don't want to be the sexy one in the club anymore. I went to a friend's bar opening and they have like a dance floor, and there's one guy there that was dancing like a total idiot. Like this girl was drunk, totally getting up on him.
No.
He friend zoned her because she kept trying to kiss him and grab on him. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, nope. He like move away, like. So I think he was just being nice to her. But he was dancing like a total goober, like a goofball.
No.
And I thought it was hilarious. So I'm out there and I'm dancing.
You're
I'm doing the sprinkler. I'm, you know, doing like what I'm doing all the dumbest dance moves. At the end of it, he like at the end of the night gives me a big hug. He's like, this was awesome. He like picks me up. He's like, thank you so much. I'm like, it's just more fun to be the idiot on the dance floor.
And that's kind of how I am. Like, I'm a total goofball. And like last night when we were at the bar, we were like, we threw on a whole bunch of crazy music and I'm like singing at the top of my lungs being that girl. And I like being that girl. I don't care. I like being obnoxious and having fun.
I feel like I'd rather be embarrassed about having a good time than embarrassed about trying to be sexy and failing.
Totally.
Like
you mentioned wearing heels on New Year's. Like I was like I think I was one of the only girls not in heels last night. I was in like a t-shirt. Everyone else was in dresses. I was in like a Seahawks t-shirt.
That's
I was like,
awesome.
Whatever, it's Blue Friday.
Hell yeah. We gotta make a Seahawks dress.
Oh, that'd my God, so that would be really cool. I have a cougar dress because, you know, I'm a WSU cougar. I have a cougar dress that's pretty hot.
Or a skirt, a Seahawks skirt.
That would be smoking
We'll
hot.
Figure that out.
Jamie Tompkins from Q13 News. She's like, I love her. She has 12th man heels, which, like I said, I don't wear heels, but I would wear the hell out of these shoes.
Well, if you get me some flats or something, I can probably make some for you.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to make some comic book ones
now. That would be amazing.
Oh, anyways, moving on. Next one. Don't order apple teenies.
Ugh.
I don't have a problem with martinis, regardless of whether they're apple or tangerine, mud pie, whatever. But don't order any drink that comes in a martini glass. This is for a sit-down place, best, you know, for quiet places.
No.
Not for a place where, you know, you could spill it
on
everywhere.
The dance floor. Yeah, I mean, I like martinis a lot. I don't order them. Like, I haven't ordered one out with the girls ever, mm-hmm. I don't think. But if I'm sitting down at a bar, I might have a martini. I like them dirty. Really dirty.
Really extra dirty.
I really do. Like, I'm like, if you over vermouth my drink, I'm going to have a freak out. I want all the juice. I want it to be nasty.
Disgusting.
I want it to be like cloudy and gross, dirty martini.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something bad. I was going to say something really racist, but even like, I'll get like, it's fine because I'm saying it, but I feel like that is even crossing a line for me.
Oh, God, that is awesome.
I will tell you later. Next on the list, don't hold hands. If you want to stand there and hang on to your significant other, that's fine. What I'm referring to are those obnoxious people who insist on making a train wherever they move through the crowd. I feel like if you're like doing the like holding hands like long ways, like width wise, but if you're trying to get through a bar, like kind of snake around, I feel like that's cool. But if you're just like, oh, my God, ladies, let's all hold hands and like make it impossible for anybody to get around.
That's not fun.
Next one is don't ignore the bathroom attendant. I've only seen one or twice, and sometimes I feel like they're not even really supposed to be there. They just kind of set up shop there, and they're like,
I am not a fan of the bathroom attendant. Yeah, I mean, if they are there, I will acknowledge them and I will tip and all that. But I think A, it's completely unnecessary, and B, I don't like somebody in there listening to me pee.
It's weird and like handing you a paper towel.
Like, I am capable. Like, I can do this. Like, I go to the bathroom by myself every day.
Right.
Like, thanks for being here, but we're not necessary.
I mean, if it's something like if they have like the lotions or like the, like, I feel like if they're trying to sell like condoms, here's a condom, ladies, or like if they sell stuff off their cart, even if you want to tip them, that's cool. But like, I don't need somebody, to do all this other stuff.
Like, I understand how bathrooms work. I don't need you here to explain it to me. They're walk me through the process.
They're like, it's like, blah, blah, on your way out, take a mint or a spritz of perfume and leave them a dollar. It's at least you can do. I'm like, well, if they're listening to me pee, they're on them. Sorry.
I just can't even imagine hanging out in that. Like, it's like, going to be a germy environment. Oh, anyway, everybody in there.
I think the only time I remember a bathroom attendant, I think it was at a very popular club here in Seattle or bar or whatever. I got super hammered, ended up puking multiple times.
Oh no.
And so I think we're all like, everyone's like, hey Vicky, here you are, let's take selfies. And I'm like looking around, I'm like, oh God. And I see the bathroom attendant, and she just like, this is her life. And I'm just in here, I'm like, I'm wasted.
Wasted.
Almost said a bad word. But, I don't know. I'm just like, sorry you have to witness this, but this is your choice.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And last one says, don't dance on a banquet. I'm assuming that means on the bar.
On the bar. Unless you're working at Coyote Ugly.
I was going to say, unless you go to Cowgirls, and then dance like the worst.
Which might be the place I got really schwasted at.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Well, I didn't get schwasted there. I got schwasted and then went there and then had to leave because I couldn't stand.
Oh no.
Oh my God, can I just say?
Patron is a fun thing.
Dancing on the bar, like, they don't let you hold on to the thing with all the bras hanging from it.
Oh, that's kind of
like, I got yelled at because I was holding on to it, and I was like, but
there's drinks.
I could fall into your bar, like, and like ruin, like knock over all the alcohol. Like, I didn't get it. Like,
I think if I'm holding something, that I'm probably a sexier dancer too.
Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna lose my balance.
Right.
Yeah, because I was losing my balance.
If it's places where you're allowed to, like one of those, or even I think there's a few places in Pullman where you're like in cages or something.
Oh God,
I've been there.
I've been in the cage one time. There are cages at, well, it used to be called Shakers, then it was Mike's, then it was like the Blind Squirrel. I think, I don't know what it is now.
I thought it was
Stubblefields. It was Stubblefields for a while. Mike, I think everybody still calls it Mike's, but like, if you're old like me, you call it Shakers.
Shakers.
The article says, you are not Paris Hilton. Please do not behave as you are. You will just end up looking like an attention-seeking idiot who never goes out. Then you'll fall over, spill someone's drink, break your heel, show everyone that you're not wearing panties.
Oh yeah.
Piss everyone off. Probably get your whole posse shown to the door. There's a whole area reserved for dancing, and it's called the dance floor. Go check it out. But I mean, if it's a place where it's
supposed to be,
then that's cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever just like climbed on the bar.
You would get kicked
started
out, I feel like, in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's we have a lot of, like, I hope a lot of what we said helps you with your partying. Well, you're partying for a 30th birthday.
Don't puke or don't fall.
Well, that's kind of that's an obvious thing. Like,
speaking of mics, Shakers, Stubblefields, the Blind Squirrel, that is where I celebrated. Well, on my 21st birthday, which was 9 years ago, on my 21st birthday, I took all my shots on my little chain of pain. They, you know, you make a little chain of pain necklace with a bunch of little airplane shots on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I had like 8 brown liquors that I drank this is back when my tolerance was through the roof, and then went to the bar, and we went to Mike's, and I vomited on the bar at Mike's, on the bar. Someone bought me a shot of Jaeger, and it went in, and it came right back out on the bar. And then the best part was, I was doing Cable 8, which was like the TV show or TV channel in Pullman. So I was doing Cable 8, and I was... Weeks later, we were trying to find people for one of our shows, and I was a producer, so I'm interviewing people and screening them, and this lady's like, do you recognize me, or do you remember me? And I'm like, no, like, you look kind of familiar. And she's like, I was the bartender on your birthday. And I was like, all right, you got the part. You're it. I'm so sorry. And she was like, it happens. But the worst part was, like, I puked, and then I was like, I got it, and, like, tried to clean it up with my arm. And I like, pushed the puke into my purse.
Oh, God damn.
I know.
And they didn't kick you out?
Oh, they kicked me the hell out. Oh. They were like, get her out of here. But anyway, the funny thing was that the girl was the girl that I was interviewing for the part was...
That's
my bar. So I was like, I am so sorry. And we ended up being really good friends for the last year of college.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I felt terrible. Yeah, definitely puking on the bar. That is a no-no.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen at your birthday in a couple weeks.
I know, yeah.
And then my roommate's, he also has the same birthday as you. We're going to go out. Last year he got so S-faced that it was, we went to Capitol Hill.
My girl wasted.
Side note, this is this level of drunkenness. First one is buzz. I'm happy. Everything's great. Next level, oh my God, I love everybody.
Then doesn't he cry?
Oh yeah, no, it goes, I love everybody, you're so amazing. Third level is, oh my God, I hate myself.
Oh no.
Fourth level is cry. And but it's just like, why do I do this to myself? I'm such a loser, I'm such a failure. So I had to deal with that for about an hour on Capitol Hill.
Nice.
That's good fun. So we're not letting him do that again this year.
It's gonna happen.
Oh yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah. He wrote on his thing, like, okay, I don't want to get like that drunk, or I don't want to get like, I want to be able to live in the morning.
Well, here's the thing though. He's had times where he's had alcohol poisoning before.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Like in hospital
stuff? In Canada, they took him to the hospital. So he,
when the hell was that?
Years ago.
The thing about him is
when he feels like that, because he's had seizures before. So I'm warning you now, and anybody listening that's going to hang out with him on his birthday. When he's under severe stress, that's what can induce a seizure.
Oh boy,
is that stress?
Well, when he starts freaking out and having that panic when he's that drunk, he starts to panic.
Oh no!
Oh.
So that's why. And then so I'm like, no, he's not getting wasted because I have to bring that thing
back
home.
Don't buy him any shots.
Like, he can have a few shots, but the thing with him, he's like, this year he asked, please guys, if you're gonna buy me a drink, let me know before you buy it.
Yeah, that's
I don't
a
want
good,
you, don't buy good, it and then give it to me.
I like that thought process.
It's just like
speaking of birthdays. Since mine is in 9 days, just a few shameless plugs for what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 16th, January 16th, which is the week from yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, the 16th, the Wild Buffalo in Bellingham is where I will be. My friend's band, Da Beckoning Band, is playing.
Da Beckoning.
Da Beckoning. So if anyone wants to come and check out Da Beckoning, I highly recommend it. 17th, I'm going to Steel Panther.
Nice.
The actual 19th of my birthday, I'm doing some family stuff, but everyone's always invited to my family parties. And then on the 30th, my dad's band is playing at the Highway 99 Blues Club down on Alaskan Way here in Seattle. So if anyone wants to come and watch my dad's band play, it's going to be super fun. On the 30th, I think it's a Friday night.
And you're going to like...
Yep, Friday.
Always be like, it's my birthday, it's my birthday.
Oh, the whole time. It's my birthday. Yeah.
We got to get you a tiara, all that stuff.
January 30th, even though your birthday was like the 19th.
Yes.
It's my birthday.
It's still my birthday. But, you know, my dad's band is super fun to watch. And it's like, if you like dancing, you'll be on the dance floor the whole time.
Dude, I want to make you a Seahawks tiara now. But I don't know if I should put a 30 on there or a 12. Because I think like either would be kind of weird.
Either one would be great. I love that idea.
Or maybe just a big T for Taryn.
Yeah.
That works. You can wear it many years.
Yes, I love that.
Time to go to the craft store. Anyways, again, if you guys like to give us a call, we are 253-271-9343. Email is thebroadcast999@gmail.com or Facebook us, Twitter. I don't think I actually checked the email today. So I will next time, next week.
We'll check those emails.
Yes.
Remember, we hate technology, Sarah.
Yes, we do.
So this is me
I won't
doing
check
this.
Them.
Vicky is our lead tech.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, that was fun today, gals.
Yep.
Thanks for making me feel awesome for being almost 30.
Yeah. Well, you're awesome just for you.
Thanks.
Well, I don't know what, like, I forgot what our sign off is. Because I know Geek Nation is, well, until next time, stay nerdy, but I forget what our.
I don't know.
Sarah.
Until next time,
stay ratchet.
30. 30, flirty, and thriving.
And thirsty.
And on fleek.
And on fleek.
Thirsty 30.
Thirsty, though. I'm very thirsty.
Girl. Damn.
You don't even know.